a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brian.
Yeah.
How can we help you all, sir?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling because I went out with this girl, Marcy, last week, and I'm just, like, trying to figure out why she's not hitting me back.
Okay, well, tell us about the date.
It was just a chill date. Like, we went out to dinner, and everything was, like, you know, totally cool. The only thing I can think of is, like, I had forgotten my credit card, and she ended up having to pay the bill, but it was, like, not a big deal. I was like, I'll get you back. So, I don't know. I mean, that was a little weird, but it was, like, not a big deal. I don't know. I can't figure out why she's, like, just absolutely not hitting me back.
And you're trying to reach out to her.
I'm trying to reach out to her, yeah.
Okay, so it's not like you're avoiding her to pay her back or anything like that.
No, the opposite. Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with her.
Okay. We'll try and call her and set up that second date, and so you can pay her back, too.
Hello?
Marcy?
This is?
Hi, Marcy. It's the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and we have great news for you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's great news followed by more great news. So, first of all, we're calling you because somebody reached out to us about you. They like you a lot, and they would love to take you on a date. Okay?
Okay, it's weird.
Well, that's not all. We are willing to pay for the entire date. You pick the place, the date, the time, all that stuff, and we'll set the whole thing up so you guys can just worry about, you know, the getting to know each other aspect of it.
Is this a joke?
No. But that's not all. The guy who called us about you owes you money. So, his name is Brian. So, you'd be going on a date, a free date with Brian, and get your money back from that first date that you had with Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to pass, but thanks.
Don't you want your money back, though?
Didn't you just hear three amazing pieces of news?
Right.
This sounds great and like a joke and funny, but I'm really not interested, so thank you.
Okay, no, hold on. It's not a joke. He really did reach out to us. So, I mean, can you, if you're not into it, can you just give us a reason why so we can pass it back on to Brian?
You know what? I just really don't like that guy, okay? I think that he's a heartless piece of shit, and I don't really want to waste my time anymore talking about this or him with anybody.
Yeah, how much money was it?
Yeah, this is the same Brian. He sounded like the type of dude you could walk all over, to be honest with you.
Okay, I don't know, like, how he comes across on the phone to a radio station, but this guy got a call from his dad at dinner, who apparently was in the hospital from suffering from a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Brian hangs up on his dad and looks at me and asks me if I want dessert.
What?
Hold on. I can explain this whole thing. This is crazy. This is not what you think.
Okay, like, well, hold on. Marcy, Brian's on the phone. He heard everything you said.
Yeah, this is not what you think. Like, that dude has the heart attacks. Like, he had, like, three, like, in the last month. It's not what you think. Like,
it sounds like he has a heart problem, then. I mean, that is, if he had three in this past month, you should be overly concerned.
No, but I'm saying, like, he's, like, just saying the shit, and he just wants to hang out, and he wants attention, and he's, like,
Do you not have a good relationship with your father?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just an attention whore. It's all like me, you know? Like, I don't know.
Oh, my. So, wait. So, he's lying, or maybe he's just, like, exaggerating or being extra dramatic about these heart attacks?
Or is he really having them and you don't care?
Right.
Yeah. He's always lying about heart attacks. That's, like, how he is. But I guess the last time there was something going on. But, I mean, totally fine now. He's got, like, his meds or whatever. And it's, like, not a big deal.
Hold on a sec. Dude. Your dad, so you're saying that your dad says he, you know, he likes to say things to get attention from you, but that time he actually did have a heart attack when he said he was having a heart attack?
No, like, you don't understand. Like, I've missed days of work for, like, that he said he had, like, some hip thing that didn't happen. Like, he had, like, a bump on his neck. I'm telling you, this is, like, it's happened before. This is ridiculous. He just wants attention, he just wants company, and it's, like, the shit he's saying is complete bullshit.
I can't with you because one of these times your dad is going to be really hurt and what, you're not going to show up? I can't be with someone like that. I mean, what if you're on a date with me and you don't show up to him and he dies or something? Like, I can't have that on my conscience. Like, you're just heartless.
Whatever. Do you want to go out again?
Oh, my God. No. If that's a hard no. Pass.
So one more thing. My dad f***ed up for me.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, here's the deal. I mean, exes can ruin your current relationship. That's a given. But imagine having your ex not just ruin your date, but get somebody fired from their job. Yeah. 8:10 tomorrow. Check it out. Second date update on the 10th with your Get Up crew. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. The soundtrack to the AM.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.